This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
How do you do? DJ V time. Doug, Jen, Victoria, with our eyes to the clock. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. All right, the clock's on you. The watch is on you. You're on duty, Jennifer. Let's see what you can do to maximize our time, the value of our time, by listening to important stuff.
We have, of course, week three of a government shutdown. If it lasts till Friday, it will be the longest on record. Right now, I believe we're at the third longest, soon to be second longest, just a few hours away, and then the third long, or then the first longest as of Friday.
The president has changed.
He's decided that he's going to make an offer that would include not only the plans for a steel border wall instead of a concrete border wall, but also some plans to try to bring some Democrats to the table, including more aid for humanitarian effort at the border, more refugee availability.
Can you help me? Excuse me for a second.
Yeah.
Can you help me? What the steel, because it would be America? What's the difference between steel or concrete?
Well, I think at first blush, everybody, you know, on the campaign trail around Trump was saying, build the wall, it's going to be big and huge and strong. But when the president actually toured the border, he realized that the Border Patrol agents actually don't want a concrete wall because they want to be able to see through it. They want to see who's on the other side. One of the things that can be extremely dangerous is when you're trying to, when you're being, you know, ambushed or something from the other side and you can't see through, that can put lives at risk. And so the steel wall would be built with some, with slats in it, essentially. It'd be like a big fence. Is what it would be, and you can
parts
see
of it
through
looks
it.
Like that already, right?
Yeah, and actually, that's what Democrats, when they voted on it a few years ago in Congress, that's what they voted for was a border fence. So this is seen as kind of a softening, although it's what the Border Patrol wants. I think it's a better idea. Plus, it helps American economy much better because you'd be buying American steel to build it and using American labor. So that's one of the things.
American or non-American concrete.
I think that it wouldn't, for whatever reason, concrete, I don't know where we get it or how we mix it or what we would do to do it.
The ground.
But somehow the steel would be directly, I think it would be most impactful for the American economy. Certainly it was an industry that was half dead a couple of years ago.
I don't know. You put steel into concrete, you'd put the concrete around it.
But you understand that if you use concrete, you can't see through it. So what they're talking about is more of a fence. I think it's a lot better because
you could make the pillars so that they're big holes in it.
I just think steel seems stronger. It seems tougher. It seems...
You put steel up and then you put concrete around it. That's
why do you want
concrete
over just steel?
I don't know. I mean, I just don't understand. You wouldn't ever build... This is the other side of it. You couldn't build a wall with concrete without having steel re-rod through it or some really...
So why put up the concrete then? If you're using steel, just make it a steel fence.
That's what the Border Patrol wants. Yeah, that's
cheaper
Who came up with the idea of concrete? Where did that come from in the beginning?
I don't know. I think when you're talking about a wall, that's what you're talking about. I don't know. I would say the other reason for this is, you know, walls are a little bit more, they attract graffiti, they attract weird messaging, all that stuff. I think a steel fence would look definitely cleaner. It would be strong. You could see through it. It's what's endorsed by the Border Patrol. So that's kind of the direction of things. Also putting in, I guess the negotiating tactics are that you put in $800 million for aid projects for migrants, specifically adding an emphasis to the law now or a new addition to the law that would give special rights to kids who are suffering in Central America, in Honduras, in El Salvador, that would give them priority to seek asylum in this country without having to go through the awful detention centers that all of us have seen. So there's some give and take that's being presented by the president. Now that'll be taken up this week in Washington, D.C. But actually, really, the story I was getting to is some good news for CBS, and that is that they're getting their first woman to lead the news division at CBS. This is pretty historic. The only other woman leading a news organization right now is at Fox News. And so CBS now becomes the first network to have a woman in charge of their news desk. Susan Zirinsky is her name, and you may know her. She's on their weekend programming quite a bit. She's the executive producer of 60 Minutes, and it looks like she's going to replace David Rhodes in March to become the first woman to lead the news division in CBS network history. So
she's the most qualified person for the job?
She's very nice. She's been doing this for 1,000 years. She's 66 years old. She's made 60 Minutes the number one news program. We have her on at my day job at CRN. She's on with us weekly and is very smart. She gets really involved with these news stories, and I'm happy for her. Good for her.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she's the most qualified. It isn't the most qualified woman, but the most qualified for the job. That's something that has been lost. Kind of the discussion sort of reminds me of the things that were going on, what started in the 60s or 70s with college admissions, or people who were getting jobs because of affirmative action, which saw its place, needed to take place, but then got out of hand. And so these are it's what we were talking about, I guess, before with political correctness and not being able to say anything anymore about anything, not being able to lighten up a little bit regarding the reference was to the Golden Globes, and how uptight everybody seemed to be. Nobody says anything that's going to be construed as negative or the controversies about women and men. Everybody's getting so uptight. That's just, you know, we've gone too far. Maybe that's part of the pendulum that happens in our society. Too far one way, and then comes back to, you know, going too far the other way.
She's been at CBS since 1972, so
yeah.
She's been there a long time. I can't imagine that there's many people that would know their news business more than her.
No, I can't either. I'm not really
longer than I've been
just
alive.
On her. I just want to. I'm making my two cents known because I'm becoming sensitive to sort of the same kind of thinking that grabs us, and we don't dare do this, we don't do it. People say, why would you say that about her? Well, I didn't say it about her. I just want to make sure.
I get it. I think
it's not my world. They can do what they want at CBS.
Insulting.
I'm just saying,
in
the world where I am, you, by the way, the three of you are the most qualified. It isn't about women. It's just that you're the most qualified to work with me. I don't know of any other people around who are as qualified to work with me as the three of you are. So that's why you're here. But would we have men doing what you're doing? Probably in reality, no, because I don't need more men. I need women to bounce off the realities of the day and the kinds of things that I want to talk about. I want to hear. There's plenty of men on the radio. There aren't enough women on the radio. So, but this isn't a quota system. It's the fact that you're the best. So there. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, the rest of you lousy programmers. Okay, I think I've gotten that off my chest. Shall we pause for a minute? Ladies, you've become very silent. Why are you? The old man's ranting again. We're just letting him go.
We're just letting you go, pretty much.
Run out of steam. Do a couple of commercials, and then we'll come back to reality. How about that? 15 past the hour. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arlie Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so we're talking about the wall here and various and other sundry things that relate to what's going on in America. The national debt is something we should all be focused on because it keeps going up. I think we all thought, I don't know if we all thought this, but many people hoped that the election of Donald Trump would see an end to the gross misuse of the tax dollar. But that doesn't seem to be the case because the CBO, Congressional Budget Office, says that the public debt increased to 78% of our gross domestic product. So when it gets to be 100% of that, this country will be in bankruptcy. And we're getting close to that right now. So what does that mean? We're going to just kiss off the $22 trillion that we owe? And do these people even think about it?
How do you fix that? How do you even address it? People don't want to. That's the problem, is that it makes people uncomfortable to cut things. And that's one thing I'm disappointed in with Trump, is that he has made some cuts. In fact, people went crazy with him thinking he just didn't know what he was doing when he didn't fill positions at the State Department and other big pieces of his cabinet. He didn't fill those positions, not because he couldn't find someone to work with them, but because he eliminated those positions so that you wouldn't have all of these extra jobs floating around in these high-level areas. But you got a lot of pushback on that, and I think maybe, I don't know if he's trying to avoid that pushback or if maybe he's just focusing on other things. It's going to make people uncomfortable, but you have to go after entitlements. You have to go after these programs that are set up to just drain cash from the country. It's ridiculous. You can't keep up like this. It's another few years, and you're right. We're in really big trouble, and that's not being an alarmist. That's just truth.
Yeah. It is. I mean, you can't do it in your own life.
But nobody can run on cutting programs anymore. Everybody wants more free stuff, not less free stuff. That's the problem.
Yeah, but it isn't
free. That's the problem going in a more socialist direction.
In your taxes, you're going to pay, 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 and pay. That's the taxes. Who sees taxes going down anywhere? I noticed in Massachusetts that some taxes went down like 3% or something. But it was a sales tax item. It wasn't an income tax item, and it doesn't affect anything because, on the other hand, the road taxes went up. It's just more of the same everywhere, whether it's your community, your town, your city, whether it's your state, whether it's the federal government. It's just spend, 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 spend. And we, God love us, they just want to print more money. We all can have some more money. We'll all have a great old time. But perhaps somebody has to sober up here, and it doesn't look like we got anybody around, including the president administrator, that wants to do that. Although, I don't know. Just, it's something to be aware of, I think. 21 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Music time, 23 after the hour on the DJV program with Jen, Victoria, Karen and I focusing on the musical lineup for this year's Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Diversity, diversity, diversity. Traditionally a mainly country music event, the Rodeo Houston this year features some pop music, Latin pop performers, hip-hop, Tejano, well as country. Grammy-nominated Casey Musgraves kicks off the three-week event. February 25th, George Strait wrapping up the concert series. March 17th, in between, it's interesting, the bill of fare here. Chris Stapleton, Luke Bryan, Tim McGraw, Brooks and Dunn, Brad Paisley, Lyle Lovett, Robert Earl Keen, Zach Brown Band, and Cody Johnson. But some of the pop performers...
Let's go.
...will be Cardi B, Panic at the Disco, Camila Cabello...
Your favorite.
...and Santana. That's an interesting combination, isn't it, huh? Held since 2003, Rodeo Houston, highlight of the city's yearly calendar, features livestock, rodeo events, barbecue competition, and then the concerts every night. Some of the people that have been there before, Beyonce, Dixie Chicks, Taylor Swift, and Willie Nelson. What's this woman suing Beyonce for? Because she doesn't... This blind woman, do you see anything about that?
No.
Some blind woman is suing her because she says her company discriminates against blind workers. See, is there anything or anybody...
Interesting.
That, yeah,
okay.
Right, exactly.
Hadn't heard that, but all right.
Yeah. All right, so anyway... that's the Rodeo Houston lineup. Not a bad... yeah, you're right, Jennifer. It'd be nice
to... It's pretty much every big name in country right now.
Yeah, it sure is.
And not everybody listens to one genre. You know, that's why Florida Georgia Line toured with Nelly. It was actually a very fun concert, and it was a cool combination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's see what else do we have here musically. Oh, the most popular workout songs of all time are now on Spotify. How about them apples? 43.5 million people working out to playlists on Spotify. And so they've examined it to determine the most popular workout songs. Eminem had the top two biggest workout songs with Till I Collapse, number one for the third year in a row. And additionally, Lose Yourself from the 8 Mile soundtrack came in at number two. That song spent 12 weeks on Billboard's Hot 100 chart when it was released in 2002. Number three is Kanye West's Stronger. Coming in fourth is Kanye's Power, followed by Can't Hold Us by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Spotify went further and broke down the favorite workout songs according to different groups of people. Women listen to Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk, which was the third longest leading Hot 100 number one, 14 weeks at the top spot. Men preferred Eminem's Till I Collapse. It was also the song of choice for listeners aged 13 to 35 who were doing workouts. Those between 35 and 55, like Survivor's Eye of the Tiger. Top song for people older than 55 was All About That Bat, huh?
All about that bass, Meghan Trainor.
Yeah.
I don't even know that song.
You do.
Yeah, you do. If you heard it, you know it.
Here it is.
No, I'm not. I don't.
Really?
Bass is like B-A-S-E.
I feel like we...
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's B-A-S-S.
Like bass drum.
If you play the bass guitar, right. Or bass drum, yeah.
I was taking bass and eating bass.
Well, no, that's only in baseball.
Right. All right, anyway, I don't listen to any of these songs. But that's me.
Actually, I'm curious. What do you listen to when working out, Doug?
I actually don't really listen to... I don't go to the gym. I have a gym in my house, so I don't listen to anything. I just focus on what I'm doing, and that's it. I don't need
You don't have any pump-up jams to keep you going?
No, I don't. No, but maybe I should. Maybe I should put some speaker down there. Sort of find some Eminem or Bruno Mars for me to work out to. Excuse me, 28 past the hour. Hello! You know I'm all about that bass. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arlie Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Arlie Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your venues for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process or at least...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial government shutdown is continuing. It's now in its third week. The president has taken his case for border wall funding directly to the American people with a primetime address on Tuesday night. He says his speech will address the humanitarian and national security crisis on the southern border. The announcement comes as Mr. Trump considers declaring a national emergency to build the wall using unspent military construction funds. The president intends to travel to the border on Thursday, but there's no word on any further scheduled talks with Democrats to end the partial shutdown. With paychecks frozen, some federal employees are not showing up for work, including employees like TSA airport checkpoints. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
No competition here. This is the best morning program in America, if I do say so myself. And I do say so myself. But then other people say that too. Hi, this is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen. Matter of fact, Victoria is all sharpened up, ready to go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's really go.
Well, if we all want to go to the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Washington, we're going to be out of luck this year because the parade has been canceled. And this is one of the largest St. Patrick's Day parades in the country, And parade officials cited increased government-related expense for security and street closures as the reason that there will not be a parade this year in Washington, D.C. On their website, the St. Patrick's Parade Committee of Washington said it was distraught to announce that the 2019 parade is canceled, and it's been in existence for over 50 years. And they said that the parade grew from what was once just a leisurely stroll by a few hundred people on Massachusetts Avenue to a mile-long two-hour celebration on Constitution Avenue. And so after 2016, that tragedy in Nice, France, the government of the District of Columbia has apparently significantly increased all of their security requirements when you want to have a parade. And the corresponding rapid increase in overhead, along with a decrease in their government funding, has forced the parade committee to say that they just can't afford to do it. They're trying to raise money. They're trying to bring it back for the 50th parade, which would be in 2020. So for this year, there's going to be nothing happening on Constitution Avenue, but hopefully next year it'll be back.
What about New York? Where do they have, where are the best St. Patrick's Days? The Irish are Boston, New York,
Chicago.
Where else? Chicago.
Don't they dye the river green?
Yeah, they do. As a matter of fact, yeah. They do that.
So, I've only been to the one in New York. I've never been to one in Boston or Chicago, but I would imagine that Boston, especially, is probably a crazy place to be for St. Patrick's Day.
I don't know. I can't tell you. I've never been to a St. Patrick's Day parade.
You haven't been the Grand Marshal of the Boston Parade at some point?
No. I was the Grand Marshal.
Come on.
I was the Grand Marshal when I was doing local radio of the marathon for 6 years, but I never was.
All right, well, that's really big. So I figured maybe you would have had some involvement with the St. Patrick's.
I'm green with envy, though, for those who participate with that, Victoria. The Defense Department's Chief of Staff has resigned. After Mattis hit the road, he's hitting the road. Rear Admiral Kevin Sweeney, third senior Pentagon official to lead the department since the withdrawal of the troops in Syria. So it was slowed down. I'm trying to figure out. I've seen four different sort of conflicting reports on what we're actually doing. I saw John Bolton doing his yapper. Whether we believe him, who is to be believed here, and what is actually going on, for the benefit of the listeners who are paying the bill. Jennifer, you got any clue as to what actually is going on? Is it going to be over 4 months instead of 4 days, or what's the scoop?
Honestly, I try to pretend that I know. I honestly don't know, actually.
You can pretend. It's all right.
Yeah, okay, fine. Over 4 days. No.
Okay. Thank you very much. On to the next story. The Marine Corps, male and female recruits training together. First time that's happened. Group of women recruits go through boot camp alongside of men. Why not? What have they been waiting for? There are about 50 female recruits now began training with the all, well, there was a traditionally all-male battalion at Parris Island. Now it's a combo. I know some of the old-timers roll their eyeballs. Oh, women shouldn't be in the service. Of course they should. You want equality? Then this is a very good demonstration of equality. If they're physically fit, mentally agile, and there are plenty of women who are physically better, especially with the millennials. You look around, I've seen most of the women I know who are millennials are in far better shape than the men I know who are millennials. The men are getting soft and flabby, but the women are, for whatever the reason, tough and strong. So, anyway, Marine Corps says, let's go, let's have it. They have the lowest percentage of women of all of the military branches, only branch that has separated men from women in basic training. Not now. Women in this battalion still have female drill instructors and live separately from the men. Interaction between the male and female platoons will be limited to larger training exercises, but I suppose it's a move. This is a first for the Marines, not part of a permanent change in training policies, though. The Corps is going to evaluate the session after their 13-week training in boot camp. So who could make it? Let's see. Kara, you could probably make it. I could see you doing this.
I don't know about that.
No, I think you could. I think you
I work
could.
Out,
I'm sore
but
from
I'm
bowling this yeah, weekend, seriously. So like I'm out.
Victoria's
I like naps and
I was
going to
say
watching.
I'd rather be sleeping. So
although a lot of respect to those that can do.
Absolutely, yeah. Much respect.
Right.
Yep.
Absolutely, that's the way to look at it. Frankly, that's the way to look at it. All right, let's see what else have we got here. That the continuing conversation about our immigration problems makes us think we're the only ones in the world who have a problem with illegal immigration. No, that is not the case. To wit, over this past weekend, Spain's Maritime Rescue Service saved about 500 lives, people who were crossing the Mediterranean Sea from Africa. This is something that goes on. I don't know if you knew this or not. We hear a lot about the immigrants coming across Syria and into Turkey, you know, to get away from what's going on in the Middle East. But who knew or who thought that there were all kinds of boats that rapidly, or I'm sorry, with regularity, take two, with regularity, go across the strait at Gibraltar. That's the narrowest place between North Africa and Europe. I think it's about 90 miles, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know that for sure, but I think it's about that. So there are a couple of hundred immigrants that were pulled from five different boats over the weekend, including inflatable boats meant to be used in a bathtub or something about that small. Imagine you're being so desperate that you want to, and the boats are full of children, too, adults and children. The United Nations Refugee Agency says that about 2,200 migrants died while crossing the Mediterranean this year, this past year. So I didn't even know. Did you know that this kind of a problem existed? If I knew it, I didn't remember it. That there are this many people, throngs of people, who are trying to get across from Northern Africa into Europe. The European Union Border Agency says 57,000 migrants came across from Northern Africa into Spain and Italy this past year. 57,000! And we thought we had a problem. Well, we do have a problem. But that's a lot of unauthorized border crossings. And what happens to these people when they get there? It's not like with our border, we can turn them back. What are you going to do in the middle of the Mediterranean Ocean? You're going to just sink the boat and let everybody drown?
No, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, it's like, what do you do other than let them in? And it's become a huge problem.
All around the world. Not many people trying to get into China. Not many people trying to go to Russia.
Central America, those are the places that are really the hot spots.
Yeah. Well, it's just interesting. I find it interesting, kind of compelling to note that this sort of thing is going on as it is. So, we have the story of reusable water bottles and what to expect if you're using, if you're bringing, like we were talking about working out a little bit ago, are you reusing the water bottle? If you are, well, I'll give you something to think about in a moment right after these words on the DJV show.
Wes worked hard to make his dream of playing in the NHL come true. Every day, he'd be out playing street hockey, constantly. Townspeople would drive by and shout,
"Get out of the street!"
But Wes never gave up. Well, until one day when someone yelled,
"Get in the car, you're gonna make us all late to work!"
Because Wes was a 43-year-old accountant and he commuted with that guy downtown. So Wes never played in the NHL. But he did hear how Geico, proud partner of the NHL, could save him money on car insurance. So he switched and saved and made his other dream come true.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
When I had my brother take me places, it was always like, we have to get there early so I can smoke a cigarette before we go inside. I'm in pain. I'm a little sister.
We always have to stop for cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. It's true.
We get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch, another one on the way home, before dinner, after dinner. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day.
I didn't realize it was that much.
I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick. I honestly feel like I remember recently you asking me, like, did you want to smoke before we go in? And I was like, no, I don't need to.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's Juul.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, indeed. There's a focus on water bottles that may be of some value to those of you who use water bottles over and over again. Shaker bottles, if you will. Water bottles that people take to the gym, that sort of thing. Gross. A study of 30 gym members who handed over their shaker bottles for testing. They discovered bacteria contamination in 83% of the used plastic bottles. Most prevalent, Staphylococcus aureus, stripta, whatever, it's staph and E. coli. Finding this is gross. It is gross. But it's not entirely unexpected. For one, staph bacteria is present in the noses of about 30% of everybody. Generally doesn't cause harm. Likewise, E. coli is present in healthy GI tracts, but certain strains can cause diarrhea. Bacteria likely comes from contamination during handling, so it's best to properly wash the bottle before. What are you, stupid? You got to be told by the government.
You know what, though? No. Yes. But actually, you know what, though? Yes. People do need to be told this, because I have even been guilty of this. I've been running to spin class. I'll rinse my bottle out, fill it up with water, run to spin class, and then I'm all sweaty, and then I throw it back in my bag, and then I wash it like 2 days later. I think that's normal.
I think every single person who's been to a gym does the same thing, because you're tired when you get home. You just put it on the counter. You might wash it, but then the next day you go to the gym again, and you haven't had time to do it. And also, this is referring, when it says shaker bottles, those aren't just water bottles. Those are the bottles that people put like their protein shakes in, and then they shake them up and they drink them after class. That's more gross to me, because that actually has something in it besides
water. You know what?
Yeah.
It's all good for your immune system. It just builds up
in
the germs.
Yeah, until you start.
It is until system. You have diarrhea.
Until your guts come out. Yeah, exactly. Until the D comes along, and then it's not that fun.
My daughter used to call it diarrhea. That's what they came up. Mommy, I can remember her saying to her mother when she was little, Mommy, I've got diarrhea.
I'm sure she loves that you just told that
story.
Oh,
yeah. She's
I know.
Very happy.
She's got to know already.
Thankfully, she's gone.
Doug.
Yeah. All right. No secrets here. It's 10 before the hour. This is the Daily DJV Radio Programming.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Theme. Here he is, the handiest man, coast to coast.
Tommy the Cape.
Tom Kreidler is the co-host with Leslie Segretti of the weekend show, The Money Pit, and he's here every Monday to wrap us around his fingers with questions. Well, he has the answers. Our listeners have the questions. For example, Sherry says she's painting a living room in a hallway, wants to know what kind of paint is better, eggshell or matted. I don't even know what matte is. I like glossy, oil-based paint. That's just me.
Yeah, but that's just you, Doug, and that's just not happening these days. That's just too much darn work. But the thing is, you know, when you're trying to choose your paint finish, you want to think about cleanability, and the more sheen that it has, the easier it is to clean. But the more sheen that it has, the worse the walls can look, especially if they're an old house, because all of that shine, whenever light reflects across it, you see every single, every defect in the wall, right? So whether you have drywall or plaster, you know, if you have any kind of a defect, and even brand new houses, you know, they don't paint brand new ceilings with anything that shines because the drywall work's just not that good anymore. Mm-hmm. So you want to use, if you want it to be clean.
That old sand paint used to really fill up those holes nicely, didn't they?
Actually, you know, it is the truth that you speak. That's the reason that so many builders use textured paint, and people hate it today, but it's a fact of life that it hides all that stuff. So, you know, if you want something that's cleanable, eggshell has a slight amount of sheen to it, and matte, of course, is very flat. But neither of those will help you if the paint is junk that you put on there. You've got to use a good quality paint. So if I have a good paint from a brand name manufacturer, you know, the big ones, and then use something with just a little bit of sheen, you can use eggshell, and then that's cleanable. It's good, for example, for a bathroom.
I like.
You want to wipe the walls down.
Sherwin-Williams paints, Glidden. What else do I kind of use around here when I'm doing something? Because it doesn't, I find, and I found out the hard way, you buy cheap paint, you're going to do it over again. It really does, for the most part, pay to use better paint. I'm noticing on the Money Pit Home Improvement website that you have a, the headline is, do-it-yourself projects you definitely will regret tackling. So give us an example of something that people shouldn't do on their own.
Well, there was a survey that was done recently, and they found out that there are 10 projects that people who tackle a home improvement job kind of regret after the fact. Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. One of those projects that went wrong was repairing a foundation. Well, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Doing walkways and patios, exterior painting. There are projects that are technically harder than you expect, like building furniture, or maybe this one, installing a backsplash. People think that's an easy project, but then you run into an outlet, or lines don't line up, or you have to cut tile because it's too close to the kitchen cabinets. You know, that's the kind of project that gets you on the technical side. And then there's those projects that are just physically more difficult, like designing a landscape or installing a roof. And of course, there are projects where the prices always run out of control, and those are the bigger ones, like fireplace work and that sort of thing. And you've got to be careful about projects that you know, you can get hurt doing, like electrical or plumbing work.
Yep. All right. So, bottom line is, you want to find out what these tips are, and you want to find out what Tom advises, and you go sign up for the Money Pit at MoneyPit.com. Money Pit newsletter comes out every week. MoneyPit.com. Here's one of our listeners named Bob, who asks, how realistic are the remodeling costs shown in flipping shows? They seem low, but... All right, so let's fill in the blanks.
Well, the thing is,
the
you know, it's possible to do these renovations at those budget levels, but you've got to realize it takes a lot of expertise to accomplish. I mean, I remember one time, Doug, I did a complete kitchen renovation for a nonprofit group I was associated with for $2,000. And you say, how could you do it for $2,000? Well, I reused appliances that there was nothing wrong with, just needed a little bit of a, you know, moving about and some cleanup. I purchased very, very basic Home Depot cabinets, which were fine. They did the job. And I tapped a plumber buddy to move a couple of pipes. And then I also spent 2 days, you know, taking the old kitchen apart and installing the new one, for which the labor cost was zero. So, you know, you can do low-cost renovations like that, but it depends on what you can do yourself, what you can, you know, source for little to no cost. And how much time you got to put into it. Now, if it's a kitchen, it's the first time you've ever done it, you know, you may spend more than that on takeout by the time you're finished. So you got to think about that.
Yeah. It's how you do it, whether you can do it yourself versus hiring people. Whatever the problem around your home or your office, the man is Tom Kreitler. And the lady is Leslie Segretti's show is called The Money Pit. Sign up for their weekly newsletter, MoneyPit.com. Thank you, Tommy. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.